M.Ness. Once upon a time, men ruled the roost in Western society, no questions asked. But hey, things have totally flipped since World War II. You see, after that, waves of feminism crashed through society, shaking things up big time. Now we're in this post-feminist era, where gender equality is the name of the game, more or less. Men are redefining what it means to be masculine. We're talking about this thing called M.Ness, or M.Ness. First off, technology stepped in and made the workplace a fair game for everyone. Machines swooped in and suddenly, brawn wasn't the only thing that mattered. And then, biotech came along and changed the game even more. Now, women can get pregnant without needing a man around. They can pick whoever they want as partners, or even go solo if they feel like it. With women feeling less pressured to have a man in their lives, some guys are feeling a bit lost. They're wondering if they're still needed in this new world. Biology versus society. While some experts argue that our behaviors are shaped solely by our surroundings, recent studies have delved into the biological roots of gender differences. Anthropologist Desmond Morris suggests that the contrast in physical attributes between males and females has long influenced their roles in society. Men, typically larger and stronger, with sharper vision, were suited for hunting, the primary source of food in ancient times. Meanwhile, women's biological traits, such as enhanced verbal skills and acute senses, made them well suited for nurturing and emotional expression. In ancient societies, men's physical prowess placed them at the top of the social ladder. However, in today's world, women's abilities offer distinct advantages. Additionally, men's genetic advantages come with downsides, including a shorter lifespan, higher rates of violent behavior, and susceptibility to various health conditions. Some scientists even suggest that the male Y chromosome, carrying fewer genes than the female X chromosome, may be on the decline. A scientist described it as decayed, redundant, and parasitic. As societal structures evolve, women are less reliant on male strength and authority. This shift alters the qualities valued in a partner, with women increasingly choosing based on factors beyond physical strength. In popular culture, shows like Sex and the City and Desperate Housewives depict women seeking companionship and fulfillment in relationships among themselves, rather than relying on men for validation. The shift in traditional gender ideals. In the past, being a man meant embodying warrior virtue alongside our biological makeup. This meant being tough, always ready to fight, and reacting aggressively to insults. But times are changing. With technology playing a bigger role in warfare, women are now getting involved in combat too. This change isn't always smooth. Take, for instance, the involvement of American women soldiers in the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal in 2004. As women earn more money, men aren't always the sole breadwinners anymore. They're spending more on grooming and expressing their feelings openly. This shift isn't just in regular folks. Even male celebrities are changing. Think about it. Today's leading men in movies are more about emotions than muscle. Instead of the classic tough guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger, think of actors like Brad Pitt playing softer roles that poke fun at the old action hero stereotype. Gender backlash and societal norms. Men embracing traits traditionally associated with women has triggered a backlash. In Britain, the new lads, often likened to rowdy frat boys, ridicule men who display emotions or follow New Age ideas. Books like The Rules remind women of their traditional roles. This backlash gained momentum after September 11, 2001, as the militaristic response to the attacks influenced a new warrior ethos. This shift possibly contributed to George W. Bush's re-election in 2004. Around the world, the struggle between male and female ideals varies. In Latin America, machismo remains prevalent. Some studies suggest a connection between teenage boys' feelings of inadequacy and their involvement in terrorist groups. Metrosexuals, heterosexuals, homosexuals, and women. Some people argue that society, media, and economic pressures shape how we express gender. Take, for instance, the rise of metrosexual men. These guys define themselves by using products and services once seen as feminine or for gay men. Think cologne, fancy haircuts, spa trips, even cosmetic surgery. The term metrosexual was coined by the media, but it's more than just about buying stuff. Metrosexuals claim they represent a new kind of man, one who's okay with embracing traits traditionally seen as feminine. Plus, attitudes toward LGBTQ+ people have been changing for the better. The hope is that eventually we'll have ubersexual men who don't stress over gender norms or others' opinions. But there's a line, and some guys cross it into what's called emo boy territory. These are men who are so in touch with their emotions that they become overly sensitive, needy, and self-centered. Emo boys got the memo about showing feelings, but they missed out on developing other important skills, like being good listeners. Media's impact on love and marriage. In the old days, marriage meant different things to men and women. Women felt they had to get married to be considered complete, while men often saw marriage as limiting, even though studies show married men tend to be healthier and live longer. Back in the 1950s, TV shows told people how marriages should be. Dads were portrayed as all-knowing, solving any problem with a smile while their wives happily cooked dinner. But even back then, this image was outdated. World War II changed things. Men went off to war, and women took over their jobs, realizing they could do more than just stay at home. Today, TV shows paint a different picture of marriage. Dads in shows like The Simpsons or Everybody Loves Raymond aren't wise authority figures anymore. They're often shown as clueless and silly. Some men even see this as a kind of freedom. Shows like Jackass celebrate guys acting like perpetual teenagers, doing dumb stunts for laughs. And don't even get started on how husbands are portrayed in ads. They're usually shown in an even worse light. Shift dynamics in work and education. Back in 1940, over 40% of college students were women. But in 1950, that number dropped to 24% because many soldiers returned from war and went to college thanks to the GI Bill. After that, the percentage of women in college started going up again. By 1979, more women were attending college than men. Despite this, men were still ruling the workplace, climbing higher up the ladder and earning more money. Fast forward to today, and the workplace is going through some big changes. Women have fought against discrimination and harassment, and they're changing the way leadership works. They're also coming back to work after having kids. At the same time, more men are becoming trailing spouses, earning less than their wives. But some things haven't changed. Employers still think men should focus mainly on their jobs, even though many men want to spend more time with their families. In the UK, more than half of young working men say they'd like to take time off work to raise their kids. But employers aren't too keen on this idea and often don't take them seriously. Modern challenges in male role modeling. In the past, boys learned how to be men from older male figures, like fathers, uncles, or teachers. But nowadays, it's tougher for boys to find good male role models. Many boys grow up in families with just their moms, or in families where parents are divorced. Even in well-off families, it's often women who take care of kids as nannies. Plus, a lot of teachers in schools are women too. With fewer male influences, boys can feel lost about what it means to be a man. Because of this, some boys look to the media for clues on how to act. But there's a twist. Instead of seeing traditional male role models, they see more positive portrayals of gay men. While this is great for gay teens who want acceptance, it can make things confusing for straight boys trying to figure out their own identity. The dating scene. Finding a partner today is like a complex game with endless choices. People face decisions about things our ancestors never even considered, like whether to date casually or live together, or whether to have biological children or adopt. These choices have made our love lives more complicated than ever. But it's not just about biology anymore. technology has transformed the way men and women interact. Dating, especially online, has turned into a bit of a shopping spree. You have to present yourself in the best possible light and compete for the attention of those you're interested in. In this game, everyone is both a product and a consumer. In the information age, finding a partner has sped up. Organized speed dating events exemplify this trend, where singles meet and chat in pairs for as little as 5 minutes before moving on to the next potential date when a bell rings. It's like matchmaking on steroids, with no time to waste. Unlike the old days when parents arranged marriages, today singles have to do all the planning and negotiating themselves. This new dating scene is happening in a society where women have more freedom than ever before. With better education and healthcare, they're not as pressured to settle down. They're more independent, both emotionally and sexually. Masculinity in a changing world. Recent changes have left some men feeling marginalized or even vilified. As a result, some men are turning to men's rights groups, reflecting the depth of their hurt. These groups assert that men feel emasculated by the way society treats them. They have specific goals. Help guys out. Show society how it's unfair to men. Rethink what it means to be a man through traditions and stories. Not every guy joins these groups. Some just hang out with their male buddies more. The internet helps guys connect with others who get what they're going through. The old idea of what makes a guy manly isn't as clear anymore. In the coming years, guys will keep trying to figure out what being a man really means. They'll see that being a guy is partly about how society sees it. So, they can choose how much that shapes their lives. Key points. 1. Post-World War II, feminism and technology changed ideas about masculinity. 2. Boys and girls are different, but now girls have more opportunities than boys. 3. TV shows and movies show husbands and dads differently now. 4. More women are becoming bosses, but some men want more family time. 5. Some boys don't have good male role models anymore. 6. Dating is harder now because of more choices and the internet. 7. Some men feel left out or sad about changing ideas of masculinity.